Yeah. So I've also got an email address for you of g.wood358@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's right.
Perfect. And that's the number I'm calling you on that email address. Are your best contact method?
Yes, I do have a mobile, but half the time it's flat because I only use it when I go out. So,
I completely
and
understand.
and there's also an answering machine on the phone. So if I happen to be out, just leave a message and I'll always get back to you.
Of course. Now, Gwen, we're sending out some printed information just to give you some details about what we do, and also to hopefully make it easier for you to bring up talking about day trips and group holidays again once restrictions are lifted. We're
Yep.
usually sending out one copy to each person involved in arranging travel. How many of those would you like us to send out to you?
Well, basically, we only need the one at any
Yeah.
day trip because I'm the one that organises it. We do have a committee, but if we need, if I see anything that's interesting that might be the club might be interested in, I can always get copies done.
Yeah, perfect. That sounds great. Now, Gwen, would that be best to send directly to you, or is there a postal address for the club?
No, it's best to send directly to me. It either goes to me or the secretary. If you give it to the secretary, she's got to get it to me anyway.
That's
So
right.
it's better off sending it to me. We no longer have a post office box because nobody ever used it.
Of course. All right. What's your best postal address, Gwen?
It's 358
Yeah.
Princes Highway,
Princess Highway.
Sylvania,
Albania.
2224.
2224. And do you know roughly how many members you've got there this year, Gwen?
Well, at the moment we've got an affinity of 80 members. We don't take many more than that. We can take up to 100, but we try to keep it around about between the 80 and 85 mark because we're only a relatively small club and we find it keeps it friendly that way. So
Yeah, definitely.
basically, for day trips, sometimes we'd be lucky if we can get 20 people. So this is our biggest problem because to hire a bus is too expensive.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. We've spoken to quite a few clubs in a similar situation, and they were saying it is such a hard one with the 20 mark because it's just that bit too big for a mini bus and a bit too small for a big bus. And so they were telling me that they often even use, say, a mini bus and then just one person's car and things like that. And I was like, I can understand how that would be really frustrating to try and organise the logistics of that when you've just got such an odd number of people for what's available. So I'm
That's right. Because we have been a very established club, so been going over 30 years. So a lot of the members have been with the club nearly from day one. So we've got quite a few in their 90s and in their late 80s. So they're not people that particularly want to go out much. Some of them may go on a day trip. They don't won't go away at all. We can't get them away on a 3 or 4 day trip. But sometimes they will go on a day trip if we have the proper transport for them. But they don't drive, and that means they've got to depend on somebody else to get them there. So that's why we haven't done much with doing day trips. We are looking for day trips, and hopefully that if we can get some organised, and we might get more people involved. But
Yeah, definitely. Well, hopefully this will help give you a few different options anyway and bring the topics up. The other really great thing that we have there in the package that we'll send out to you as well, it includes the group membership, but it can also be used by individuals within the club as well. So you can get discounted holidays for each individual member. So if some people in the club aren't really that into travelling, but there are other people, you just don't do it as a group, they would still benefit from using the membership and the details that we'll send out to you as well. So that might
Brilliant.
just be something of interest to some of the people there as well.
Now, as you realise, we haven't had a meeting for quite some time, and
I
that's our
know, and
last
we
meeting
don't
with
know
them.
when they're going to be back.
No, and because of the age group, and you see there are so many people in that age group that is affected by, being told to be careful, we are seeing people on a limited basis. Like I'm going out tomorrow with two or three other members, and we're going to lunch. But that's only it. We're limited to five at the moment, so. It's very hard to try and organise, and we're keeping organised through emails and brochures, but like newsletters, but that's only twice a month, so
Yeah,
that's
no,
basically just
I understand. Yeah, I think we're all feeling it at the moment, and we're definitely looking forward to some sort of normality coming back.
That's right. I've never been so bored in all my life, I don't think.
No, I know what you're saying. All right, well, Gwen, it was lovely to chat with you today, and thank you so much for your time. I hope you have a lovely afternoon, and we'll get in contact once these restrictions start getting lifted.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye now.
Bye.